coming up in just a couple of weeks here on a Saturday morning, April 9th, is the annual Clean Up Columbia event. And here to tell us more about that from the City of Columbia is Neighborhood Services Manager Lee Kotwitz. And Lee, welcome. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Clean Up Columbia. I understand the 20th year of this event, and just tell us what it's about.
Clean Up Columbia is our citywide litter pickup event. And like you said, this is our 20th year. This is an opportunity for all types of volunteers to come out and lend a hand to give our city a spring cleaning. We'll have individual volunteers, but then groups of all sizes, abilities, and ages. And we will help those volunteers find their own location anywhere in the city to pick up litter and help give our city a spring cleaning.
There are a lot of events we talk about on this show, and there's a point at which I ask, so tell me why you're doing this event. This is about the most self-evident event we've ever done. The idea of why this is being done, it makes perfect sense, right?
Yes, and it's unfortunate that we have to do it, but it's obvious. You drive around town, and especially this year, we haven't had too much snow covering up the trash.
Yes.
And so as we know, spring will be here soon and grass will grow and cover some of this up. But this time of the year, you don't have to look far and you can see litter all over the place. And, you know, why we have it, gosh, wouldn't it be great if everyone would just keep their trash in a trash can? But it accumulates for all different ways. Sometimes it's for negligence, but it's just part of our society, unfortunately. We have a lot of fast food and water bottles and who knows what, things that slip out of the car or fly out of the back of a pickup truck or out of trash cans. It accumulates for all kinds of reasons. But that is the unfortunate reason why we need this event. And I will say that even though it's not such a fun thing to think about litter, we are so lucky to have volunteers that enjoy this. It's a great reason to get outside. You can see the difference that you make. And again, volunteers are so dedicated, and many of these folks come out year after year to help with this.
That's great. And if people are interested in finding this, the website for the city is gocolumbiamo.com, of course, and there's a search thing up at the top, and I just typed in clean up and it took me right there, so it's pretty easy to find at gocolumbiamo.com. Lee Kotwitz, our guest. And Lee, tell me more about who signs up? I mean, you mentioned the fact that there's a lot of people that come and do this year after year, and I guess it's a lot of civic groups and church groups and things like that.
Yeah, it's all across the board. We do end up with just about every kind of group. Sometimes it's just a group of random friends, so you can get your buddies together and come out. Sometimes it might be neighborhood associations that want to work within their neighborhood. That's a very popular way to get involved. We have a lot of groups that are centered around kids, right? Because we love to do things with our kids, and
yeah.
So it's scout groups and it might be a church youth group. It's all across the board. One of the things that we like to do is to match up the needs of that group with an area to clean. So, for instance, if it's a group that is out of a neighborhood, well, we don't want to make you go across town. We're going to help you find a place either right where you live or close by. And then with school groups or youth groups, there's a concern about safety because we are working in the public right-of-way. So we prioritize our parks for those groups. So if you want to participate and you've got kids, we will find you a park or a safe neighborhood it's going to be appropriate for your group.
Lee, tell me about how you find these sites and just kind of triage. This is the one that's most important, so we're going to put this great big group here. This one's smaller. And how does that all work?
Yeah, we do try to be mindful of the size of the group to the location, and this is done in a variety of ways. One is just we know year after year where those spots are. We also have staff that are out in the community, and they help us know where those locations are. And then the other thing is that we invite the public to tell us, too, where are the places that are of concern to them. And we have on the same Go Columbia Mill website that you mentioned, we have an online form, and so people can tell us the locations where we need to be and send those volunteers. And interestingly enough, the last couple of weeks when I pick up the phone, I've gotten as many suggestions for locations of places we need to go as I've talked to volunteers, it seems. But we appreciate that because we do want to be responsive to what citizens are seeing. I have a map in my office. And so as the volunteers come in, I do my best to try to match the volunteer group to the location that's appropriate to them. And we take into consideration those areas of highest need.
Lee Kotwitz with us. And we mentioned the fact that you can sign up through the website or find out more through the website, gocolumbiamo.com. If somebody wants to call your office and volunteer with a group or find out more information or tell you, hey, there's this little pocket park over by my house that's all trashed out, how do they get in touch with your office?
Sure. Our phone number is 874-7499.
Okay, 7499. One of the things people might be thinking about if they're trying to consider this is, well, you know, yeah, that sounds like a neat idea, but I don't have any gloves here. I don't have, you guys supply a lot of these supplies for the folks yourself, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's something that we do is that we provide bags, gloves, safety vests where needed. And then our solid waste division of the city, they help by picking up the filled bags. So we do give you some ideas on where they need to be left, and we want to get them in piles by the roadway. And then our trash trucks with the city, with city utilities, they will come by either that afternoon after you clean up, or they'll get them the next few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's important to know. You don't have to load all this stuff in the back of Grandpa's truck and
drive it out.
Okay.
Yes.
I can remember doing this a time or two, and we had to get into my uncle's truck and drive it out to the pound or to the dump, which was way the heck out of town. So you guys are making it as easy as possible for people to get signed up with this and to take part in it. Again, it's Clean Up Columbia. Saturday, April 9th is the date for this. 874-7499 or gocolumbiamo.com. Lee Kotwitz is the Neighborhood Services Manager for the City of Columbia. Lee, here's a simple question for you. I'm helping a couple of groups put together events around this time of year. What happens if it rains?
Yes. You know, weather is always such a tough thing, and we want to go ahead with the event,
okay,
really rain or shine. If it's raining that day and groups need to reschedule, then we'll work with them to find another day. So we also know that we'll have a lot of groups that will come out no matter what. And we also know the weather is quite fickle. So even if there's a chance of rain and maybe it's raining early in the morning, hopefully there's still going to be a window of time that day to clean up. So we're going to go forward with April 9th. And then if we need to work with the group to go out a different day, then we're happy to do that too.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed the old line about April showers. We'll see how, hopefully we'll have a nice day for that. Lee, talk to me about recycling, because obviously when I was doing this 30 or 40 years ago back in my hometown, this was throw everything in a big bag, put it all in the curb, and away it goes. You guys are separating stuff out and getting a little more complicated with it, right?
Yeah, we are asking volunteers to do that, and that is the one thing where we're asking volunteers to take that recycling either home with them to be picked up at their next curbside pickup or to one of the drop-off sites, because we do want to make sure those items get recycled. So we have a limited number of blue bags, so groups can assign somebody to help pick up the recyclables and make sure they're sorting it as they go. One of the challenges, unfortunately, is that sometimes the recycling that you find along the roadway is contaminated, it's dirty, it's in such bad shape that it may not be worth recycling. So we do encourage our volunteers to do that, to help us to recycle. That takes a little more effort, but we notice there's a lot of groups that love doing that. They want to help us do
sure.
that, and we appreciate it because, again, so much of what you find along the roadway are cans and bottles and things that can be recycled.
I would think that a person or an organization that was interested in participating in an event like this would also be interested in recycling
yes.
and not just, you know, moving the pile onto a bigger pile. And I want to point out again that website, gocolumbiamo.com. Again, if you just enter recycling, there's a map of all of the drop-off spots in town, a lot of information about how you can recycle just about every imaginable thing that you might run across, from clothes, cell phones, pallets, pet stuff, whatever. And so you can find a lot of that on the website as well. Lee, this is going to be a big event. There's going to get a lot accomplished on this one day on April the 7th. But talk about other things that people can do through the course of the year that you guys are involved with in keeping Columbia look good.
Oh, there's a lot that goes on. But some things are related to litter control. We have got many groups, probably about 100 Adopt-a-Spot litter control groups in the city. And these are groups that are assigned to usually a section of street, sometimes in parks, but they make a commitment to pick up litter 4 times a year. So that's a great build off of Clean Up Columbia. Clean Up Columbia is a one-day event, but we have again, about 100 volunteer groups or individuals that pick up in their spot. And if you drive around town, you'll see some little white signs with green lettering that will identify those. And those are on city streets. You might see on state highways, which we have a lot of those in within the city limits, but similar to the Adopt a Highway program that MoDOT has. So that's one of the ways people can get involved. We also have a great program called the Columbia Crawdads. And this is a group that's focused on cleaning up litter in streams. And that group always does a pickup on the second Saturday of each month. And so that's another ongoing opportunity. And we do that in cooperation with the city's stormwater utility.
Okay.
So, you know, those volunteers will go out usually with Michael Hymos. He's with our stormwater program, and they will pick up in a stream or someplace that's close by where the trash is going to be headed to a stream soon. And then we welcome people to help us anytime. And one of the great things about litter pickups is that they're easy. They're great for groups. They're good for groups with small children. And so we will have folks call us looking for a volunteer opportunity, and we invite that, and we will get you connected to a place in need. So if you can't make April 9th, we will find an opportunity for you to help take care of our city. That's for sure.
Saturday, April 9th, again, the date for that. Lee Kotwitz from City of Columbia. Lee, as we wrap up our time here, talk about results in past years and just kind of how this thing's going. I assume that this is an event that's gotten bigger over the last 20 years.
You know, it's definitely varied, but each year we end up between with 1,500 to 2,000 volunteers that register.
Wow.
And so it's always a big event, and our biggest year was back in 2009, where we had about 2,200 volunteers register, and we always have a little slippage. When you're dealing with an event this big with this many groups, we sometimes lose some of those folks along the way. But, you know, we would expect this year, based on the numbers so far, when I left the office today, we had 70 groups representing about 1,000 volunteers registered, and so we're 3 weeks out. So I think we're going to hit that 1,500 to 2,000 volunteers again. So with that many folks, we're going to be at over 100 locations throughout the city. And again, those will be streets, parks, streams, all over the place. And give you an idea, usually each volunteer will pick up more than a bag of litter. And I would anticipate that we will, again, pick up more than 1,500 bags of trash.
Wow.
And I don't know what that relates to as far as poundage, because we collect it so many different ways, it's hard to get a weight for that.
Sure.
But it's, you know, incredible how much people will find. And volunteers usually spend about 2 hours during their pickup. And so, again, during that one morning, all the volunteers will share, it'll be close to 3,000 hours of service. So
that's fantastic.
It's really incredible. And just so appreciate people coming out. And one of the things I feel from people after they're done with their cleanup is that they love this feeling of working with hundreds of other citizens in this one effort. Just that feeling of pride to come together on one day to make this impact. And then the other thing I want to share is what we teach our kids by participating in this. You know, when little kids go out and pick up trash, they become much more sensitive to littering. And so a lot of folks say, well, what can we do about litter? How can we educate people? Well, this is one way to teach our kids the importance of being careful with our trash. When they spend some time picking up litter, all of a sudden their awareness is raised.
I bet. Again, Clean Up Columbia, it's happening Saturday, April 9th. If you want to find out more, you can go online. It's gocolumbiamo.com, or you can call the office. It's 874-7499 here in Columbia. Lee Kotwitz with Neighborhood Services, the manager for the City of Columbia. Thank you so much for the time, and you guys have fun on the 9th.
Okay. Thank you so much.